Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fiction. Science fiction. Horror. Fantasy. Crime. LGBT. Thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery. With your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCAA 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 105.0 AM Palm Springs.
So next up, we've got another Canadian today that is into horror. And so we'll bring him right on. Ron McGilvery, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like you, so you've written some short stories, and it looks like you've done a film, and you've got other projects coming out. How did you get into horror?
I guess probably like a lot of people, it's Scooby-Doo was my, when I was a child, you know, watching that. I remember, you know, I so desperately wanted to be part of that Scooby-Doo gang. And I'd started even back then writing little Scooby-Doo stories. And I just put myself right in there with them.
Like, do you build off of an idea? Is that kind of how you do it?
For me, the theme throughout all my stories is always what if. My mind's always working that way. I see something, what if that happened? And then I always basically place myself in it. And then most of my characters are all people that I know or I've seen or bumped in. And I basically, once I have the plot idea, the characters, I have them pictured as people that I know or have met. And those characters then just kind of take a mind of their own, and then they just kind of move the story along.
Wow. So you've been doing short stories, and do you ever plan on kind of doing a full book, or is this sort of, do you like doing a short story better?
I like doing short stories, probably because I have a short attention span. I am working on a novel as well. It's about 75,000 words in right now, but it just keeps being sort of pushed back as other projects kind of pop in. But it's horror as well, but sort of a strange horror. It's the structure's different. The characters are a bit different. There's a whole mythos behind this one, where generally my stories are, I have a what if idea and it's pretty focused. This one's a lot broader in scope, but as I mentioned, I always find the reason to sort of push it off, but I've managed to, over time, get up to 75,000 words, so.
Now, I see that you've been running some 5Ks or walking some 5Ks. Do you find that exercise helps with your creative process? I know it does for me, because I do like martial arts in between and stuff like that to get the blood flowing, but how does it work for you?
Yeah, it clears my mind. It gives me, you know, time to think as well. When I go out, it just kind of, you know, it's kind of like a reset almost. A lot of my the exercising and stuff came because I unfortunately had a few health issues, so it was kind of forced on me. But you know, after a while, it's gotten to a point where you almost get addicted to it, and now I feel guilty if I don't do my workouts.
What do you want people to get out of your stories when you read them, or films? Like, you've got a little film and you're doing some more. What do you want people to take away from it?
For me, it's just to be entertained, to for whatever length it is, just to escape and enjoy the story. I don't have, really deep themes. There's not a lot of depth to me. it's purely for entertainment purposes. It's, just to get away from real life, to get away from COVID. Hopefully they, enjoy the story.
You've stated that writing horror is somewhat like stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I guess you're talking about the structure. How so?
It's the same setup. You know, you have the setup. It could be, for the in a joke, there's the setup and then there's a punchline. With horror, it's the same thing. It's, there's the setup and then the punchline, except there's a good chance that punchline is going to kill you.
Now, you had a film shown on, was it the Shock Lines?
The film festival? Yeah, it was at the World Horror Convention as well.
That's great. Did you used to hang out at the old Shock Lines Horror Message Board?
Yeah.
I did too.
I was there a lot, and you know, I participated and I was writing. I was actually getting a lot of traction until about 2007, and just about when the film came out, and I was starting to, you know, get my name out there. And then the 2008 economic crash hit. So it was a bit of a setback. It kind of hurt the production company, get money for future films. There was, with the economy, where I worked, a bunch of us lost our jobs. So it was a real setback at the time.
Do you think online networking for writers is better now or worse since message boards have kind of, like shock lines, have given way to social media?
That's a good question. You know, just starting out again, I found with the message boards, it was a lot more concentrated, you know, with among horror people. So it was a lot more focused. So where with Facebook or Twitter, I found it's a lot broader base, which I guess is good in a sense because you can attract other people. But I can't count how many people have offered me great financial opportunities through Bitcoin, or be it being a prince of Nigeria. lots of women who seem to just want me desperately to join their see all the videos that they post on their private things. I was overwhelmed with how popular I'd become until, of course, the virus has wiped out my computer and I had to get another one. Now I don't really follow them anymore. But to answer your question, it's I guess it depends what you want. I mean, the Facebook is so vast now, and I find interacting, you know, you can message other authors, you know, follow what they're doing, you know, see what they're doing, where if it wasn't for sort of the extra noise in the background, I think it's the new stuff's really good. As I said, it's all new to me, but the old message boards, you know, if you just wanted to do horror, it was, you know, you knew where to go, and it was strictly that. There was no sort of noise in the background about anything else. But I enjoy it.
Definitely. I think you could kind of pinpoint more on the old message boards.
Yeah.
Would you encourage, especially new writers, to
Yeah, I'd say network. I mean, if I was going to talk to anyone, I mean, I'd say, you know, engage with as many people as you can. Find out, you know, what they're doing. You'll follow along. Gives you opportunity. You can, you know, pick up stuff you would never have read before. Not just with the Facebook, but I find through Facebook, they post a lot of podcasts such as this one, interviews they do, different things on YouTube. The interviews that people do, I mean, I've listened to several of the ones here on House of Mystery, and you can learn so much, where back in the day, reading a forum was pretty limited. But, you know, with YouTube and podcasts, I mean, you can sit down, listen to an hour, and learn like a master class on different topics.
Absolutely.
What's good horror for you? What do you consider really good horror?
For me, I'm always looking for something original, something that catches my eye. I pretty well will read anything, most genres, but I tend to, I guess, go more towards stories maybe that are like Twilight Zone-ish, maybe. I like it. It's more about the story than me. I mean, I can be more forgiving even with, you know, with a lot of newer writers that are out with, you know, there's some typos or whatever. I can forgive all that if the story is really good and it moves along. I like a story that just can, you know, take me away kind of thing. I don't want to, I call it a yawn yarn, where it just kind of goes on and goes nowhere.
So King Kong versus Godzilla, Have you seen the new one? Do you like it or not?
I was actually going to watch it this weekend, and I went on to Rogers to look at it, and they were offering it at the great deal of like $26.99. And I said, well, I guess I'll wait till it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, would it be worth it, Dave?
No.
he's one of those.
But your mileage may vary.
He's one of those that bought it. So, you know, so it's not that good, really, hey?
No. No, I didn't like it very much. I thought that there just wasn't enough story.
Oh, really?
But some people just love, you know, just watching two huge monsters just battle it out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I think I posted something a while back on my Facebook page where I watched one of the old Godzillas as well as a King Kong movie, a double feature that night to prep for this kind of movie. And maybe if it had been like Zack Snyder's, 4.5 hour King Kong versus Godzilla, maybe I would have sprung for the $20-some. But yeah, I looked at it, it was like, I think under 2 hours. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to spend that money for it.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, and so story's more important to you than the gore itself, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind, you know, slasher stuff and splatterpunk. But yeah, I'm not, even with my stories, I mean, there's gore and stuff, but it's not really prevalent. It's mostly about the sort of the tension build. I mean, stuff happens throughout. I'm a lot action oriented where stuff's going on. A lot of my stories have a lot of dialogue between characters as well, probably from my script writing background. But yeah, it's, I have no problem with gore. It's just, that's not why I read it. I mean, I've been following horror for so long now that it doesn't really impress me. Like gore, I've seen it, I've done it all. It's even like horror. I find it more for, it's the thrill now. It's not like anything is going to scare me. My wife always mentions to me where, you know, she'll try to come up, I'll be doing the dishes and have my music on, and she'll try to come up and like grab your shoulder, scare you. And I don't, she goes, why don't you ever jump? And I said, no, I don't know. I said, it takes more than that to scare me. I said, I've seen it all. So, but it's, if the story's like a thrilling story and it just, it's moving along at a good pace and you're going, like Alfred Hitchcock, you know, he said, you know, if you put a bomb under a table and you let the viewer see it, and but the two people who sit down at the table don't know it's there, but the audience, you're just sweating it, going, is one of them going to get up? Is, you know, are they going to blow up? It's that really intrigues me the most, more so than the bomb blowing up and watching their heads splatter against the wall, which is all fun, of course.
Yeah, of course. And you'd be careful with the wife. Next time she might come up with a knife.
Yeah, try to outdo herself. Yeah.
How's this?
This is funny.
This will make you a jump.
Yeah.
Boy, that's terrible. Now, okay, so you have a website, right? Maybe give out your website and all that so people that want to look you up and find out more about you can find you.
Sure. It's Ronald McGilvery, my name, .com. And it's the same on Facebook or Twitter.
Great. We're going to have that up on our website as well. So does the COVID affect what your production and what you're doing now, or is it kind of okay?
It's okay right now because we actually got most of our scouting done and everything beforehand, and the director and I sort of hashed stuff out. Now it's a lot of it, everything we can do over Zoom. Now, of course, shooting it's a whole different ball game. So, but we were aiming for, you know, the end of April, beginning of May. So unless something else really terrible happens, then, it should go as planned, but these days you can never quite tell. But Zoom is very handy doing the script readings and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, our guest has been Ronald McGilvery. Thank you for being here, Ron.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks. Sure. Have a great night.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.